The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of CKLN Radio Incorporated. The following program contains views which some might find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
They would be happy to put a warning on an album that said explicit lyrics, parental guidance.
Let me ask you this. If we have categories and labels and rating systems for movies, why are you opposed to a similar rating system for records?
Well, if a person is hired as an actor for a film, whatever they rate the film doesn't hurt the actor as a person. He is a hired hand and he's pretending. If a person makes an album and he's written a song or he's performing the song and his name is on the album and his picture is on the album, if you rate the album, you're rating the person and you apply a stigma to that individual, and that's not fair.
As a regular radio listener, I feel I must protest most strongly as often as possible. Yours sincerely, Brigadier General Titfield Thunderbolt, MC, GPO, PVC, DSO, and Looney.
Our story opens today in a really ugly building in the really dreadful little country of Canada.
If anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously. And those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate. But I don't care whether you tape me privately or publicly. I can tell you that whatever I say is always lawful.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise. I'll never look into your eyes again.
No, I mean, this is just the quotes from the wiretaps. The most cynical interpretation of politics is completely justified based on how Governor Blagojevich appears to have run his office. I mean, the idea that Blagojevich would appoint someone because they might be a good senator seems never to have crossed his mind.
Well, the governor denies any wrongdoing.
It is all about how he could get more money, how he could get money for his wife, how he could advance his political career, how he could set himself up to run for president in 2016, an option that I think is probably not going to be available to him. It is just breathtaking.
And one of the governor's last public meetings before his arrest was with laid-off workers staging a sit-in at a factory. It closed suddenly last week, you may remember, and the governor supports those workers. They vow to keep sitting there until they get severance and vacation pay.
Lost in a romance, wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are.
Fortunately for Obama, Blagojevich is quoted several times complaining about Obama's lack of responsiveness to him, complaining that Obama's not really on the team. And there's one quote here, which I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot, where he says, Obama's people, they're not willing to give me anything except appreciation. Then he uses a colorful word to say them. That, I'm sure, no one has ever been happier to be insulted by someone than Barack Obama is by Blagojevich.
He's probably relieved.
Very relieved.
pretty interesting, Susan. You know, the governor was really taking the side of the people, saying he was going to boycott any work with Bank of America. He was looking like quite a hero, and then boom, today happened. You kind of wonder if he knew what was coming, and that's why he was doing what he was doing.
Workers here are still focused on their own futures more than the governor's, but yesterday there was such excitement when they knew that he was coming, that the governor was going to support them. He came, he did support them, and then reporters asked him about the allegations of corruption in his administration, and he was so defiant, Kira, he dared reporters and investigators to tape his conversations. Ride this way. He's old. And his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get him and we'll do the rest.
Governor Blagojevich has been arrested in the middle of what we could only describe as a political corruption crime spree. We acted to stop that crime spree. Is calling us the blue bus. Is calling us. Driver, where you taking us? Governor Blagojevich has taken us to a truly new low.
How he could get more money, how he could get money for his wife, how he could advance his political career.
The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery, and he walked on down the hall.
The tapes reveal that the Governor Blagojevich wanted a number of things in exchange for making the appointment to the Senate seat. An appointment as Secretary of Health and Human Services, or an ambassadorship, an appointment to a private foundation, a higher-paying job for his wife, or campaign contributions.
Paid a visit to his brother, and then he walked on down the hall. And it came to a door.
I had no contact with the governor or his office. And so we were not, I was not aware of what was happening.
Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to.
As I said, I think in Illinois, as is true in American politics generally, there are two views of politics. There's a view of politics that says you go in this for sacrifice and public service, and then there's a view of politics that says that this is a business, and you're wheeling and dealing, and what's in it for me?
Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back.
Habits and a culture that thinks of politics as a means of self-aggrandizement. That's exactly what has to change. I mean, this is, if, in fact, various allegations end up proving to be true, and I don't want to obviously prejudge all these issues. This is sort of the far end of the spectrum of that business mentality of politics. But there are more subtle examples of it, right, that are within the lines of legality, but still don't fulfill the spirit of service. We know in Washington that lobbyists have disproportionate influence. We know that in state houses and city councils all across America, there are times where people are not thinking about what's best for the public good, but rather making narrow political calculations. And our whole campaign was about changing that view of politics and restoring a sense that when people of goodwill come together and are serious about confronting the challenges that we face, that not only can that be good policy, but you know what? It can be good politics as well. It turns out that the American people are hungry for that. And you can get elected by playing it straight. You can get elected by doing the right thing. That's what I hope we have modeled in this campaign, and that's what I intend to model in my administration. Okay?
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of nights we try to die. This is the end.
Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Okay.
I'm your boyfriend, George Strombolopoulos.
Picture.
Oh, yeah.
I am a graduate of the University of Colorado with a degree in molecular, cellular, and developmental biology with a master's from MIT. I was a cancer researcher. After a while, I traded in my lab coat for a sport coat. For 10 years, I was a retail broker for some of the biggest players on the street. I'm a survivor of the crash of 87. At 35, I taught myself to type and taught myself to write broadcast news. And after 17 years, I think I'm finally getting the hang of it. I am Joe Kernan. I am CNBC.
Oh, yeah.
Criminal act that's happening here, and there's nobody to police the people who are doing it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a woman for you.
Feisty. Ooh. She's so feisty. Okay.
Okay.
Check out this little fella. This is our brand new kitten, Cookie. He's only 13 weeks old, and he's a little ragdoll, and he's so cute. We're all in love with him.
He's absolutely gorgeous. Now, you may have already heard of Cookie in the news. Cookie is a name that actually should have been given to Sox when he arrived last year. At the time, we asked you to vote online for the name that you wanted, and Cookie came out on top. But he was called Sox, and he came second. That was wrong, and so today, we'd like to say that we're sorry.
Yep, we would. And what better way
way to say sorry than with this cute thing. Now, you can read more about Cookie on my blog on the website, and why not get online and send him a little good luck message?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, send him a little good luck thing. Yeah. Send Cookie a little good luck. Good morning. Welcome to the International Connection. It's been a wild, wild week in my life anyway. And it isn't just because we're coming up to a holiday season. Oh, no, 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 no. That just exacerbates the problem. Yes, we're here for another week. And welcome to the show. We're here until 10:30, more than likely. Sometimes it goes longer. I'm looking at my levels here, and they are really loud. And let me just turn up there. That's a bit better. Okay, I don't want to compensate for sending stuff out over the air, that's all. Now it's too loud, isn't it? Yeah. Welcome, good morning. Well, I think this is my special Merv Griffin corruption show, a theme show. You know how Merv used to do a theme show? He used to go, ooh, hey everybody, I'm Merv Griffin. I'm doing a theme show. A theme show about this. Today it's all going to be about corruption. Yeah, corruption. Corruption is all around us. As if you didn't know that. Everywhere you look, there's corruption. It's just this week we found out just little samples of it here and there. Just things that have been found out. Things that are going on all the time, but somebody found something or wanted to find something, so it became an issue today or this week. A whole bunch of things, and that's going to fill up pretty much the whole show, I think. And speaking of corrupt, I have with me my archenemy. His name is Mr. Bob Dobbs. He's on the line from, I believe he's from Hawaii. Hello, Bob, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
I just flew in from New York City. I had a wild week. Past 7 days, just got into Kihei, Wailea Zone 3 hours ago. I'm still up. Haven't had any sleep. Been up for 24 hours.
Oh.
But, yes, corruption. I'm good at that. But
yep.
I pulled the plug on Rumpelstiltskin this week. I don't know if you guys are catching this story about Bernie Madoff.
Oh, yes.
Bernie.
We're going to hit that a little bit. We're going to hitting that later on in the show, if you don't mind.
Well, it's my story, Greg. I'm the one who caused this.
But can you wait until we get to that part? Because I have a little. I'm rolling out the stories today. I think in a logical order. But at any rate,
Bob, what will you give me? What will you give me if I wait? What, you got
I got to bribe you. I've got to bribe you with something. I'm going to bribe you with something. I've got a big player in the world here with me today. He's a guest of mine in the studio right now. He's a very important person in the world. Yes, very important person, and he has come here, and he's come to do battle with Bob, and his name, Bob, is he's from Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. His name is there. He is. You can hear him now. His name is Anas Abdullah Aziz. Thank you very much for coming and being on the program with me.
You are welcome.
Yes, thank you. So that Bob, and this is Bob. Bob Dobbs is on the phone. Say hello to Anas, Bob, if
good
you would.
Good morning, Anas. Pleasure to have you in this corrupt show.
Yes. Hi, good morning, Bob.
Yes, and Bob is speaking from Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know where Hawaii is?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, where is it?
It is far in Canadian, I think.
It's far?
Yeah.
Yes, and is it? What is it part of? What country is it in?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
No. And Bob, what country are you in right now?
The United States.
Yes.
Oh,
Hawaii is a part is the 50th state.
Yeah.
The 50th state of the United States. It's how far away are you right now, Bob? Just to give you a little bit of an example of how many thousands of miles away are you?
Well, Connie told me today that we are 2,500 miles from everywhere.
Hmm.
Interesting position, Hawaii.
2,500 miles from Riyadh, maybe? Riyadh, Saudi Arabia?
No, not that. Guess within the Pacific Rim, you know, United States, Alaska, Tokyo, New Zealand, something like that. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean is only 1/5 the size of the Pacific Ocean, and I'm right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Mm. So, Anas, tell us a little bit about why you have come to Canada. Why are you here?
I am come to Canada because I will study English.
Yes, and you're studying at a school here?
First study English 1 year.
Yes.
And then after complete university.
Yeah, and what do you want to go and do in university? What is your profession that you wish to be involved in? What is that?
Yeah. University New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Yes. And what type of job do you want to do?
Yeah. Electrical engineering. Yeah.
And how long does it take to do that, to study, to be an electrical engineer in New Brunswick?
I think 4 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think you will settle in New Brunswick? You will live in New Brunswick and be an electrical engineer?
Yeah.
Is that what you would like to do?
Yeah, I like.
Or in Canada?
In Canada, but in St. John, New Brunswick,
right.
I like, yeah.
Do you, you've been there?
Yeah.
You've visited... You have visited?
No, I'm never visited.
Never been?
Yeah.
Never been. And now, now you're planning right now, you're a little bit unhappy with your schooling here. And you're thinking of changing schools and going maybe, okay, I won't say anything. Well, before we can't get to that topic, that's impossible. But we do have a phone intervention here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, guy's name Abdul Aziz.
His name is Anas Abdullah Aziz.
Is he related to the old king?
Are you related to the old king of is it of Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Are you related to the old king of Saudi Arabia? Are you related to royalty? To the No. You're not.
Does this guy understand English?
Just barely.
Hey,
he's new. We were going to. What I was going to do, you see, is I wanted to have Anas on this week, and I thought he was going to be here for the next year, right? And he may very well.
What do you need?
What?
Greg Duffel?
Yes, sir.
You need Anas on? You got Bob Dobbs on already.
Sorry, I'm just coughing. thank you very much for that gag. That was a good gag. Good gag. He's making now Anas, you're going, maybe you don't know this, but this is a bit tricky, all right? A bit tricky if you know what I mean. Your name is it, you know, some people's names you can do jokes on them. You can do a joke.
In Saudi Arabia?
No, here.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here, there are joke, you know, because it sounds, your name sounds like something else. Your first name has kind of another meaning here.
Yeah.
So, but it's your name, and I respect that. And this other caller is wanting to make jokes. Now, there are English names that people make jokes about. But it's not fair, really, sometimes to do that. So I just want to make that clear. Now, Anas, what I was going to do was have Anas on today and then track his progress through the year to see his English improving and improving and improving. And then at the end of that year, Anas, if you stayed in Toronto, you could be the host. You could sit here and be the host of the International Connection.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, you could do that.
Yeah,
In 1 year, your English will be good. Your English will be fantastic, and you will be the host of this show. And I will move on to greener pastures. I will sail off into the sunset, maybe join Bob, I doubt it, in the same gated community that he's in Hawaii, but because I don't think I could, I'm not of a class that I could live there. Am I, Bob?
No, oh, no. You could not get here.
No. I'm not in that class or that level. So do you, Anas, so welcome to the program. And if there's anything that you want to add during the program, sometimes I will be turning to you for commentary from a Saudi Arabian view? Because you have your own view. For instance, in Saudi Arabia, what is your favorite American restaurant? Favorite American place to eat?
No, in Saudi Arabia, I don't have American restaurant.
Restaurant?
Yeah, I don't have.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You said you did. What about Hardee's?
Yeah, I have Hardee's and McDonald's and Burger King.
Yes?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah. No, I don't like. But sometimes I don't have anybody in my house.
Yes.
I should be going in McDonald's or fast food, yeah.
Right. So they've got all that there.
Yeah.
And what would be your favorite one of all of the different fast food places that are there? What would be your favorite of the American ones?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think sometimes fast food, very bad.
But which one is your favorite? Which one is the one you like the best?
I like cooking in house.
You like cooking in the house.
Yeah.
But if you had to eat out, if you were forced, you couldn't go home.
Yeah.
You were somewhere and you had to eat at an American restaurant.
Yeah.
Where would you eat? Which one is your favorite?
Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Yeah.
And what food do you like to eat at Hardee's?
Hamburger chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hamburger chicken.
With the potatoes.
Yes, yeah. The French fries. The chips. Yeah. Yeah, we have different names for them depending on where you come from. In England, they're called chips. In the United States, they're called French fries.
Yeah.
And then when the United States didn't like France, they changed the name of the French fries and called them freedom fries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that seems to have not caught on. They don't do that anymore. So Hardee's is... So that's the thing. Everyone, if you're in Saudi Arabia and you have to eat in an American-style restaurant, Anas suggests Hardee's. He says, go to Hardee's, and that's a good place to eat. What do you feel, Bob? What's your favorite American fast food restaurant? We know you're a big fan of it.
No, I'd never go to a restaurant. I don't believe in any of that. I live on supplements and vitamins and powders, you know.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't know anything about the restaurant culture. But I don't know anything about my mouth, basically.
Did you eat? Remember when we went with Wayne Morris and we went to that restaurant? Did you actually, to the African restaurant?
Yeah.
Did you actually eat there?
I don't think so. Remember, I was chided by Catherine. She made fun of me over whatever I was faking to eat.
Yeah, she did, huh? So, did you know that the big news actually this week? I saw that the Mind Control radio series is back on the station. Amazingly, all those shows that we digitized are they're desperate for content, I guess. And
what
that
spot is that?
I think they're running them on Friday mornings. So for those of you that want to hear what happened on the International Connection years ago, Wayne Morris's work. I don't know whether he's been informed that they're running, but anyway, I saw that or heard that programmed. Yeah, so
yeah. But how early? What time?
6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
6 o'clock in the morning. Hello, are you there? Now, you know, a lot of the callers are very impatient. I put them on hold. I get them ready, all lined up, and then they just disappear. And that caller will be hearing this in about 40 seconds. Yeah, the Mind Control radio series is back.
Well, that's the useless British Freemason conspiracy angle that Wayne Morris was a dupe of.
Yeah.
As every International Connection host is a dupe of some political situation. I've
right.
been reading up a lot on the battle between Stalin and Trotsky, and someday hope to get into that with you, Greg.
Oh, we should do a whole... I'm thinking of doing a whole Stalin show. So
okay, well, I'm preparing for it.
All right, very good. That's good. Well, this week, as I said, we're doing a theme show. Ooh, do you see my lining? Do you see my lining? I'm Merv. We're doing a theme show about corruption.
It's called a meme show.
Oh, a meme show. Here, we're going to go to a call. Yeah, you're you're on the air. Hello, yes, hello.
Oh, I heard this terrible show the other day. It's something about being queer on campus. And these very young guys who were extremely inexperienced read the definition of gay from Wikipedia for about 10 minutes, and their whole purpose, I guess, with this show is to stop people from using the word gay as stupid. So I think they're going to run out of material next week. it was their first show this week.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole point of the show is to stop people from yeah.
Yeah, and I was sort of feeling sad because I these guys were on the air, and Denise Benson isn't.
They what?
And Denise Benson isn't on the air.
Oh anymore. Yeah.
And that's really very sad.
Well, I
that was pretty much the best.
What do they want to call
ever.
Themselves?
What's that?
What do they want to substitute gay with?
I want Denise Benson back on the air.
You do?
Well, she is.
Yes, she is a great
she
music
back
show.
On the air.
She did so much work. She is a long show with lots of information. She knew everything.
She's hosting
about
the Mind Control series.
What did you like all the plugs she did for her own benefits?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know? You don't? You have no, that you don't know.
No,
that
I don't know.
You listened to the show, but you didn't hear all of the times that she went in and plugged things that she was related to or made money from. You didn't? You never heard that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And there was all over this, and it was all over the station, too. They'd run these, there'd be these nonstop 70-second ads that would be benefiting a private company out there that I'm not even sure any commercial revenue came in.
Are you glad she's not on the air?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that I wondered whether you missed that. That was a big feature of the show to hear the plugs. You'd hear the plugs of where that certain DJ was going to be, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be making money over there. I'm going to be making money over here. You know, that was really informative, I thought.
Yeah. Well, I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah. And where did all the money go? Where did all the money go? I've never seen an accounting of that. Yeah, I've never seen an accounting of that. You know, I do a show. I do an interesting program. I do a show where I don't plug my own things, where I make money out of it. You know, any money that is raised by this show actually goes to the station. You know, it doesn't get diverted over into private interests. That, at least I can speak for my show about that. Now, that must have been a tremendous feature that you figured was good for this station.
Yeah,
this guy is just grunting, Greg.
I'm just a selfish bugger.
Oh, that's the problem. That's the problem. A lot of people are very selfish. They think of themselves first. Did you hear earlier on in my little intro there that it was all about them? It was all about whether they were being promoted.
Are you talking about politics anymore on this show?
Yeah.
I thought your favorite show was another show. Couldn't you find something like that on the internet? Couldn't you find something that involved that kind of music or whatever that was? Couldn't you find that on the internet and go and listen to it now?
No, I've tried.
Yeah, yeah, you've tried that, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you think 20 some odd years of hearing plugs constantly is enough?
22 years, Greg.
22 years? That's enough.